Residents in Yakima County are fed up with their pesky neighbor. It smells, it's noisy, and they say it's harmful to their health. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more about a landfill that people are calling a nuisance.
Up on a hilltop in her backyard, Carol D. Grave used to spend hours outside, watching wildlife, eating an apple, enjoying the calm under the shade of a 30-year-old apricot tree. But since 2019, DeGrave says her sanctuary has faced an onslaught of traffic noises, noxious odors, and blowing debris from a landfill 1,000 feet from her property line.
They just keep filling it in and raising it.
After DTG Recycle bought the landfill in 2019, neighbors say the problems worsened. Neighbors say they worry about their health and quality of life, so they formed the Friends of Rocky Top to advocate for themselves. Scott Cave is a consultant for the group. Cave says for years, city regulators didn't adequately monitor the waste coming into the landfill or the air and water pollution coming out of it.
They should not operate if they can't operate within compliance.
DTG didn't respond to multiple interview requests or emails with detailed questions. When complaints began piling up, inspections from the Yakima Health District ramped up. Sean McGee is the director of environmental health at the district.
It was almost every other day we were going out there investigating the odor complaints, making sure that the windblown debris wasn't out of control, investigating after hours operations, looking for unacceptable waste going into the facility.
Eventually, inspectors identified a hot spot where the odors were quite strong, including a crack in the landfill that was releasing gases. The DTG landfill is what's known as a limited-purpose landfill. It can only accept certain types of waste, including construction debris, sheetrock, roofing supplies, and lumber. However, neighbors say they've watched trucks filled to the brim dump loads into the landfill without proper inspection. Nancy Lust lives in the area. As she hikes along the Horse and Holy Moses trails, Lust points out dust blowing off the landfill. A dump truck tips its load into the landfill.
I would love to know what is in those trucks.
Lust says she's seen evidence this landfill is accepting waste beyond its permits.
There was all the plastic that was flying all over the sagebrush, and I have all these pictures of spaghetti noodle wrappers and industrial strength bag of potato flakes, like for a cafeteria or something.
McGee says when certain types of waste improperly mix together, they can generate harmful gases, pollute groundwater, and spark underground landfill fires.
And if they go outside of that scope, that landfill may not be designed to handle a lot of waste that contains liquid or moisture or generates a really high bacterial load. That could affect groundwater or things leaching out of the landfill that could cause a health threat.
According to a letter from the Department of Ecology to the Yakima Health District, the noxious gases emanating from the landfill suggest there's more than just construction waste. Those elevated gases include benzene, a carcinogen, and propene, which can cause dizziness and may affect the heart and nervous system. As the closest neighbor to the landfill, DeGrave says the air outside her home is sometimes so pungent her head immediately hurts and her eyes fill with water.
It's nauseous. You don't feel good. And you can't sit outside, and you can't eat outside. And you just feel like your whole being is this odor.
Recently, DTG started covering the crack to hem in noxious gases. DeGrave says the fix has calmed the smell so far, but worries those chemicals could seep into the groundwater. Regulators and an environmental consultant company that works with DTG are wrapping up what they call a robust sampling effort to better understand the specific levels and any potential hotspots of volatile organic compounds. The report is expected in the coming days. I'm Courtney Flatt in Yakima.